In the last 17 years, Hugh Jackman has clawed his way through 9 X-Men movies as Wolverine. Now, in the film Logan, his mutant character is finally being allowed a change in style. Bob Bondello says Logan plays less like a superhero movie and more like a Western.
The year is 2029, and Logan is tired. Mutants like him have been hounded very nearly to extinction, and this now graying Wolverine has been reduced to driving a limo for drunken teens. He's often drunk himself, a barely functioning alcoholic with terrible aches and pains, especially when those metal claws pop out of his knuckles. You get the sense that he'd be happy to ride permanently into the sunset if he didn't have to score black market drugs for Professor Xavier, who's old enough now that he bridles at being called a mere octogenarian. Patrick Stewart is crusty and addled as Xavier, talking wistfully about family as he hallucinates in the abandoned water tank they call home.
People who love each other, you should take a moment, feel it. You still have time.
And then a young girl comes into their lives needing protection, exhibiting some unnervingly familiar skills, and bearing a comic book.
We got ourselves an X-Men fan. Maybe a quarter of it happened, and not like this.
Still, a reason to saddle up again, no?
She needs our help.
Someone will come along.
Someone has come along.
They have a bullet-riddled 24 caddy. It's road trip time. Director and co-writer James Mangold is consciously calling up the Wild West here, and not just by setting most of the film near the U.S.-Mexico border in the near future, where there does not seem to be a wall, for what that's worth. This film has specific call-outs to scenes from the Wild West classic Shane and dialogue that sounds like Shane updated.
It looks like Mr. Munson hires some muscle.
He's a friend of mine.
Friend with a big mouth.
I hear that a lot.
And you probably hear this, too.
More than I'd like.
And you know the drill. I'm gonna count to three, and you're gonna start walking away.
I got rights to this one.
One.
I have a lawyer now.
Two.
Three.
Logan snaps the rifle in half.
You know the drill. Get the hell out of here.
Hugh Jackman is weather-beaten, weary, and majestic as the reluctant Clawman, shining up his badge one more time, and his surroundings, dark and dystopic even when the sun shines brightly, make this X-Men installment feel grounded in a way most comic book movies don't. There are stretches where it's possible to forget you're watching a superhero epic, and others where the director pulls out the ultraviolet stops on a special effects scale that actually makes sense, not overblown and rocking city blocks, but human-sized. Hugh Jackman's Logan was always the most plausible X-person. Credit him now with showing how the whole X-Men series could grow by growing more down to earth. I'm Bob Mondello.